能够使更广大的观众引起共鸣。
Actor and director Lan Tianye is a household name in China. Born in 1927, his illustrious career has seen him star in and direct scores of popular and influential stage dramas and TV series. Even in his twilight years, this award-winning performer continues to explore the world of performing arts.
一次一次又收不住了。
I can't stop acting and directing. I do think my life should be on stage.
But what's his acting like? And how has he earned this reputation? Stay tuned to find out.
You've been listening to Footprints.
Okay, today we are celebrating Xiaofang's and my birthday. I'm very happy to see everyone here. I want to say a few words about our wishes. Xiaofang has grown up thanks to Huifang's care and upbringing. And Hu Shen, he's made great progress in his career. His thesis was praised by experts. I hope that everything in his life will go well. I hope he can be happy. What makes me especially glad is that Luo Gang could make it to our home. It has been so many years. Ya Ru is about to leave us. I hope.
This is a scene from the popular TV series Hope, which was first broadcast in 1990. Lan played a cultured, caring, and loving old father. His acting was so good that one audience member even wrote to him asking him to be his father.
After the TV series Hope was broadcast, many of the actors and actresses received letters and phone calls from people of all ages. There was a viewer, a middle-aged person, who wrote a letter about 10 pages long. He wrote about his life experience. I was deeply moved. He had really experienced some miseries in his life. He said he had been very lonely since he was very young. He wanted to have a father like me. He said he wanted to take me as his father. I said no. I told him that he had made a mistake. What he watched was the character I played in the TV series. I said, that's not me. I'm just an actor. I can't do that.
Lan ultimately met with this viewer and unfortunately had to reject his proposal. But why was the TV series Hope so popular? Lan gives us an explanation.
I think it promoted an idea that conformed to people's strongest wishes, which was the hope that there would be more kindness, more good people in our society. That's why it aroused lots of viewer empathy. When I saw the letters and reactions saying I performed well in the TV series, I was very happy. Hearing the reactions, seeing our play moved them and triggered their thinking, made me feel a sense of comfort and encouragement. What we had done was valuable.
But how was Lan selected for the role in the first place?
Zhao Baogang was the vice director of Hope. He was responsible for selecting performers. He called me one day and came to my house. He told me that he wanted me to play a role. I said, well, let me have a look at the script first. After reading the script, I thought this character was not at the center of the story's plot. I didn't want to play it very much. Later, Baogang told me that they were making changes to the script. I said, okay. I then asked him to give the revised script to me when it was done. A few days later, he called me saying the revisions were complete.
Lan was shooting in another city at the time. He told Zhao that he could go back to Beijing in a few days. He asked Zhao to leave the revised script at his home. Lan went through it immediately after returning home.
看完了以后，我觉得好像
这个人物没什么太大的改变。
After finishing the revised script, I felt the character had not been changed much. I was disinclined to star in the TV series. Hearing this, Bao Gang was a little anxious. He said they were about to shoot this character's parts very soon. He asked the director to give me a call. Director Lu Xiaowei called me.But he didn't talk about whether I would act in it or not. He simply didn't discuss this issue with me. He said he knew I had different opinions on the script. He just told me how he was going to revise the script. Then he asked for my views. We talked and talked. We talked for about half an hour. Standing to talk on the phone, I was sweating all over. I said, Xiaowei, stop talking.Let's settle one thing first. I promise to play the part. But I asked him to come to my house the next day and discuss the series. This was the process of how I joined the cast of the TV series Hope.
Director Lu finally convinced Lan to play the part. In the end, the character he played proved to be a huge success. To many, Lan himself was the perfect actor to play the part because Lan had many of the same personality traits.He was calm, cultured, gentlemanlike, sympathetic, and reasonable. Kai Li, who played the part of Liu Huifeng in the same TV series, says that's exactly what she found out during her interactions with Lan.
生活中，兰老师就是这样一个特别慈爱的人。
Mr. Lang has been a very loving person throughout his life. He was hesitant to act in the TV series. I think I was extremely lucky to have him star as my father in it. In the series, the father knows how good Huifeng is. He's always my moral support. In our private interactions, Mr. Lang has been good to me too. In other words, sometimes I can't tell our relationship in real life and on TV apart. On screen, he showed love and care to Huifeng. In real life, he also cared for me very much.
Another famous TV series Lan starred in was Investiture of the Gods.Which was based on the 16th century Chinese novel. Both the novel and the TV series combined elements of history, folklore, mythology, legends, and magic.
丞相严重了，扫除妖孽是贫道本分。
Prime Minister, you flatter me. To sweep away evildoers is my responsibility.
不好。
Oh no.
桃木剑已经被毁，宫中妖气又升起来了。
The peach wood sword has been destroyed. A sinister presence once again rises in the palace. Someone has interrupted the process of casting out evil. The king is assigning people to seek me out. I'm afraid that if I stay here, it will get you involved, Prime Minister. There's no time to waste. I must say goodbye. I'm sure we'll meet again in the future.
Lan's acting won acclaim, yet he was still not satisfied.
1989年的四月份，我就又到上海。
In April 1989, I went to Shanghai to get ready for shooting. Before starting, I needed to try the costumes. I was really startled the moment I walked into the wardrobe. There was a row of costumes with every color under the sun.The headgears were made from plastic and had some sort of bright piece. It wasn't the picture of the investiture of the gods I had in mind.
Lan says the novel is about the myth and legend of ancient China, but the colorful costumes would make the simplicity of those times disappear. At the time, he tried to change the costumes.
I asked how it could be like this. After I said that,Nobody from the costume design team replied. Later, when I knew them better, a crew member told me, Mr. Lan, we agree with you, but we have just kept it to ourselves for many days.
At that time, the costume designers from the Chinese mainland had already worked out the designs for the costumes. But then came an instruction demanding the designs be dropped. Directors of the TV series finally chose designs by a Hong Kong costume designer. It turned out that the TV series was a co-production between the mainland and Hong Kong. The producers from Hong Kong had sought to appeal to as wide an audience as possible through the colorful costumes, which Lan did not agree with. Even decades later, the actor spoke out at what he called the commercialization of the TV adaptation of the original novel.
Although the novel could not be compared with the four great classical novels of Chinese literature, it can be said to be one of the most well-known mythical novels. When it was adapted into a script, it was possible for us to make it better than the original. I didn't object to the commercialization of the TV series, but I couldn't understand why they damaged the cultural connotations and artistic quality of the production through commercialization.
But ultimately, Lan gave in.
I had no other choice, as I had already promised to act in the TV series. Fortunately, the costumes for my role were not too outlandish.
There were a lot of martial arts scenes in the TV series. At the time, Lan was more than 60 years old, but he declined to use stand-ins for the fights.
For the TV series, they had invited a martial arts choreographer from Hong Kong. One day, when we needed to shoot a fight scene, that martial arts choreographer came over and said, "Mr. Lan, please take off this costume." I asked why. He said he would put it on. I then replied, "You will put it on for fun?" He said that there would be a fight scene and he would do it for me. I was unhappy at the time. They didn't even ask me if I wanted a stand-in. He just came over and asked to do it. I said, if there was some action that I couldn't manage, I would have not agreed to star in the series. I added, if you fight instead of me today, they'll film you instead of me later.
Lan's popularity may be partly explained by his seriousness towards his acting. But how did he grow to become such a popular and influential actor? Stay tuned to find out.
You've been listening to Footprints.
Lan Tianye was born in northern China's Hebei province in 1927. He moved to Beijing the same year with his family. He was a child of many interests. It was through his mother, a staunch fan of Peking opera, that he first became interested in theater. As a middle school student, Lan studied traditional ink painting, almost at the same time he met Su Min. The two would become lifelong friends, and Su, who shared Lan's love of art, would go on to become a famous actor and director in his own right. In middle school, they joined a student theater organization. It was there that Lan saw Su performing in Peking Man, a play by renowned Chinese playwright Cao Yu. After this first experience, Lan began to avidly watch plays, not just amateur productions, but also professional performances. At the end of 1944, he made his debut at Beijing's Chang'an Grand Theater in the role of Huang Qingsan in Sunrise, another play by Cao Yu. In 1952, the Beijing People's Art Theater was established. Lan and Su both joined. Cao Yu was a founding member and the theater's first president. Today, the theater is considered a bastion of performing arts, especially for Chinese drama. One of the masterpieces the theater produced was the stage drama Tea House, which is based on a work by Chinese writer Lao Shi. The drama explores the vicissitudes of Chinese society from the late 19th to mid-20th centuries in one special venue, a small tea house which caters to various kinds of people. An excellent script, elite direction, and talented performances have made Tea House a classic among classics in China. Since its debut in 1958, their masterpiece has been performed more than 500 times both at home and abroad. Lan uses the term legendary to describe the process of its production. Originally, the play Lao Shi wrote for the Beijing People's Art Theater was not called Tea House, but the Qin Brothers. When the theater received the script, Jiao Zhuying, a drama director working there, said the scene that took place in the tea house in the Qin Brothers was wonderful. He thought it would be better if the play focused only on the changes of the tea house. But Jiao also felt it would be rude for him to convey his suggestion to Lao Shi, who was already a very famous playwright and writer in the 1950s.
Hearing that, Cao Yu, president of the theater, said he would convey the message. Soon, Cao told Lao Shi that Jiao Juyin had such a suggestion. The playwright listened and kept silent for a while. Then Lao Shi said he would give a modified version of the play to Cao in 3 months.
Cao was a renowned playwright and familiar with Lao Shi. 3 months later, in December 1956, Lao Shi went to the Beijing People's Art Theater to read the script.
He was explaining his modified script while making gestures. It was incredibly vivid. Right after Lao Shi finished his lecture, our theater announced that it would soon start rehearsals for Tea House.
Selection of the performers for the play ensued. According to the rules of the theater, a performer can choose the role in a new play he or she wants to take. But Lan didn't take the initiative.
I didn't think there was a suitable role for me, so I didn't apply. But when the list was announced, I found my name was on it, and I was to play a major role, which is one of the three old men.
To prepare the performers for the play, director Jiao Juyin asked them to observe and learn from real life. Every performer was required to interact with various grassroots residents in Beijing to observe their life and learn how they talk, behave, live, and think.
For example, we went to see storytellers. Tong Chao, Yu Shizhi, and I went to observe two elderly storytellers. They were telling stories in a tea house. We listened and then we chatted with them about how they learned the skill. We chatted for a day. We were all interested.
Lan played the role of Qin Zhongyi, an ill-fated entrepreneur who sought to help pull a pre-modern China out of its backwardness through industrialization.
Our first performance was in 1958, when I was 31 years old, an age which matches the young character Qin Zhongyi appearing in the first scene. Then we performed again in 1963. In the late 1970s, we started to perform Tea House again. The last performance was in 1992, when I was about 65, an age which was close to the character appearing in the last scene. Each time, I had different feelings, because I've seen a lot of people suffer many setbacks, blows, and even devastation after a successful career. The life experience at different stages has given me different feelings when I played the character at different times.
Tea House has been a huge success ever since its debut. Now let's hear a clip of Lan acting in the drama.
No one talks to me. Let me tell you. I went on a trip to Tianjin to visit my factory. It's been knocked down, knocked down. 40 years of my sweat and blood, and it gets knocked down. From when I was in my 20s, I advocated saving the country through industry. But now, they've taken over my factory. Alright, I'm not powerful, so I can't beat them. But if you take over my factory, you really should have run it well. That's the undertaking of saving the country and enriching the people.
In addition to acting, Lan has devoted most of his efforts to cultivating younger performers and directing plays himself. Stay tuned to learn more after a short break.
You've been listening to Footprints.
Since his retirement in 1987, Lan has focused on educating the younger generation of theater actors. Pu Cunxin, one of his proteges, joined the Beijing People's Art Theater in 1986. Pu says Lan is strict with those learning how to act with him. He recalls a rehearsal in which he didn't act very well. Lan was bent on getting Pu to exert himself and improve immediately.
Mr. Lan said no to me. He asked me to do it again, but I couldn't do it. There was a problem with my performance. It wasn't something I could solve quickly. Mr. Lan made me do it again and again. In the end, he said, "That's enough. Take a break."
This early setback had a big impact on Pu and his career.
It left a deep impression on me. I couldn't act like this. I knew I was not good enough. I needed to improve. I needed to make progress. I must be modest. The lesson I learned with Mr. Lan compelled me to make progress later in my career. He didn't let me pass and asked me to do again and again when I acted wrong.
Lan's own character has also served as an encouragement for younger performers like Pu.
I have learned so many things from Mr. Lan, including how to be a man. Mr. Lan is upright and outspoken. He never butters up. No, never. Sometimes when I came across such a thing, I would think of him. Mr. Lan sticks to rules and principles. I haven't heard him say any offensive words toward people who disagree with him. So Mr. Lan has influenced me through all my life.
After a hiatus of 2 decades, Lan returned to perform on stage in 2011. At that time, the president of the Beijing People's Art Theater, Jiang Heping, asked Lan to play a role in the drama titled Family, but Lan hesitated.
I was stunned when I heard that. For more than 2 decades, I had simply never thought of acting in a play. I didn't even know how to perform. I said to Zhang clearly, I wouldn't do it.
Eventually, he agreed to play the role of Feng Le Shan after rounds of persuasion. His depiction of the role, a hypocrite and a villain, was vivid and enchanting.
Buddha spoke of mercy. Mencius spoke of sympathy. These are all hearts showing care and love for human life. There is certainly no such thing in this world as watching a man fall in the water and refusing to offer a hand to help. Young girl, what's your name?
In addition to being known as a performer, Lan has also directed plays he holds dear to his heart. He first turned his hand to directing in 1963 when he co-directed Guan Han Qing, a play by Tian Han. Since then, he's directed a dozen of plays, including Spear of the Wu King and Sword of the Yue King. In 2013, he won the China Theater Award for Life Achievement in recognition of his accomplishments as a performer and director.
I can't stop acting and directing. I do think my life should be on stage.
With that, we conclude this edition of Footprints. From our program producer, Yin Xiu Qi, I'm Tony Reed. Thanks for listening. We'll see you next time. Bye for now.